This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Once upon a time, the price of tea in China was a metaphor for irrelevant. Today, we live in a world where the health of China's economy is a key part of understanding the future of U.S. jobs. There's word from China today that the economy there grew faster than expected in the spring to early summer quarter. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is following this from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
After a tough quarter, one that we were reporting on, we now know that China's economy grew by 7.5% this spring, not what many economists were expecting. What is keeping China's economy going?
One word, David, stimulus. China's government has injected significantly more money into the Chinese economy in the last few months. They've spent money on more railway infrastructure, social housing projects. You just take a look outside our bureau here in Shanghai and you can see evidence of this. Streets here are being ripped up for new sewer lines, gas lines. You know, this is all activity we haven't seen since the big stimulus package of 2008 that was launched to cope with the global financial crisis.
And as you've been reporting, Rob, that stimulus package has led to economic waste, some bad debt. Is, in a sense, China digging itself a bigger hole here?
You know, I think that's the fear of some economists who are waiting for some more meaningful structural reforms to China's economy, but others don't see it that way. I spoke to Standard Chartered's head of China research, Stephen Green, today. He thinks this latest stimulus package is necessary.
They want to walk this sort of very delicate balance between stimulating to ensure a basic 7, 8, 9% nominal rate of GDP growth, and then on the other side, pushing through some reforms.
Some reforms like what?
Well, you know, we're still holding our breath for what these reforms will be. You know, so far, Xi Jinping's government has been too busy expelling corrupt government officials as part of a wide-ranging anti-corruption campaign, which has also had a negative impact on China's economy. But Green thinks we'll soon see China's government allowing private companies to open banks and begin lending, which would be a sign that bigger economic reforms are on their way.
All right. That's Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.